I want to have a little lie detector test talk, if that's all right with you, DJ, because we could talk about it as a whole here in just a moment. But yesterday there was a story that came out about Shannon Price. Now, that name may not ring a bell to you unless you've been tracking the death of Gary Coleman.
I have not. I'm interested, but I haven't been keeping close track of it.
And that would probably make sense because Gary Coleman died back in 2010. So it's been a long time. It's not like it's a recent thing that you could perhaps, you know, still be examining the evidence. It's been a long time since Gary Coleman, of course, the actor known for Different Strokes and known for being smaller than your average man. But he died back in 2010. And that was ultimately ruled as an accident, that he fell down the stairs at his house, ended up suffering a brain hemorrhage, was placed in a medically induced coma for a couple days, and then was pulled off life support and passed away. But even at the time, his ex-wife, Shannon Price, was kind of getting the side eye from people. Because they were living together, even though they were divorced. They were married for about a year and then got divorced.
Suspicious.
And then people were wondering, was she in any way involved? And I'll give you Exhibit A here as to why people originally thought that perhaps Shannon Price could have at least played a part in this, whether that's actually pushing him down the stairs or knew that he fell and wasn't rendering any kind of aid, what have you. She knew more than she was letting on, because when she called 911, she didn't have what we would consider to be a typical reaction to a loved one dying on your floor. Now, this is a 5-minute call. We're not going to play the whole thing, although maybe we could since we broke out of that mix a little early, but no, we'll play a little bit of it and just tell me if you think this sounds normal.
I had my husband go meet me come through downstairs. He just got home. I heard this big bang. I went downstairs, blood everywhere. I don't know if he's okay. I'm not down there right now because I have seizures. If I get stressed out, I'm going to seize.
Okay, do you know what happened? Did he fall?
His head is bloody. There's blood all over the floor. I don't know what happened. I really don't know what happened. I just heard this bang and I went down there. He's on the floor.
What type of bang? Like, was it loud? Like a crash? Like something fell?
Like he fell, yeah. Send someone quick because I don't even know if he's like going to be alive because there's a lot of blood on the floor.
Is there any way you can go down there at all?
I'll try. I don't know. I mean, I can't.
How old is your husband?
42.
Can we stop it?
Okay, good. Somebody else.
Yeah.
Why can she not go back and check to see if he's okay or not?
So that was one thing that people originally were wondering. Like, why would you not go at least look at him or
see if they're breathing?
Home phone had a cord on it, so she can't get out of the
all right,
to go see him.
It's not 1996. Again, this is 2010, not 1996.
Even then,
I had a home phone in 2010.
Even then, if you're worried about cord length, hey, I'm gonna set the phone down. I'll be right back. Like, there are ways around.
You don't want them to hang up.
You're old. They're 911.
They're
what if somebody else walks by and picks up the phone though?
I don't think there was anyone else there that you would worry about.
Calls coming from inside
up.
The house.
Someone's trying to get on the internet. Like, I'm sorry, I'm going to let you go. We're trying to.
Again, it's not 1996. These are problems that don't exist in this scenario at all. Y'all are way missing the point.
Got the new 98 Degrees album to download. Can't do that when you're on the phone here. But yeah, so that was originally why people were wondering, why would you not go try to help? And even that's, I don't know. It's tough because how would you react if you saw a person bleeding with a big gash in their head? I imagine most people would say, though, if it's a loved one, yeah, I would probably go over there and do whatever I can to help them.
If it was Ham, I would Joker dance for a while around the body, celebrating.
But that would be honoring.
I would appreciate
him.
That, yeah.
If you did that to little, Michael Dixon.
Just a little smile curls up while he's lying there bleeding out.
I'd make some ice puns for you, like Mr. Freeze.
But so you don't know how you're going to respond in a situation like this.
It just feels like you would help out a little bit more than she did. And it's funny, too, because at the beginning of that, one of the first things she's talking about is, I can't go over there. I'm going to seize. And so if I was a 911 operator, I'd be like, are you saying we need to send the ambulance for you?
Right.
Or for him? We could play a little bit more.
Okay, but somebody else is taking out the ambulance. I'm going to stay on the line with you, okay?
Well, yeah.
Is there anyone else there with you that can go downstairs?
No.
Okay.
I've just been kind of sick and, you know, like, I don't want to be traumatized right now.
Is he conscious?
I don't know. No, he was, like, bubbling at the mouth and stuff. Hold on.
Gary. Okay. Do you know if he's breathing?
He's moving. He's, I see him making noise.
You can hear him moving?
Mm-hmm.
Gary, are you okay?
Where you are, don't move, Gary.
Okay, can you tell him to put pressure on the wound?
Well, it's on the back of his head.
Okay, but he needs to still try and put pressure on the wound if he's talking to you.
Gary, you got to put pressure on your wound. What happened?
Gosh, okay, let's pause
Gary,
it.
Don't.
For one, I can't get over the Marge typing the 911 lady's doing. Mm-hmm. She's really, really getting after it. Her words per minute have to be top 10%. But also, okay, so if Arnold's down on the ground and he
don't have to call him by his TV name.
It's, well, most people know him.
Mr. Coleman.
So Arnold's on the ground and he has this lady telling him, as he probably doesn't even realize what's going on, hey, put pressure on the back of your head. I don't want to be traumatized.
Yeah, that's a little much for me. I don't think so.
Should not be telling the 911 operator you don't want to be traumatized. While, again, your loved one is on the ground, writhing in pain, maybe drawing their last breaths.
Which I guess maybe she would say, ex-husband. But it's still pretty sorry to see a human being you know bleeding out or potentially dead and not trying to render aid. So, yeah, that's a little suspicious.
Yes, because you know in your heart of hearts that if Mr. Drummond was there, he would have rendered aid. But he's not there.
He just typed it in and looked it up right now.
I know Mr. Drummond's name. I've seen the show. So, that came out around the time this happened, and people were already questioning it. Fast forward to today, as we are waiting for the upcoming A&E show, Lie Detector, Truth or Deception.
What took so long for this to become a TV show? I've been waiting for this TV show my entire life.
For any kind of show to revolve around a lie detector?
Yes, just to...
Maury was on this years ago.
I was going to say, that's why Maury is so popular. It's a very fundamental, is that person telling the truth or not? And they lie to your face and you've got a test that could prove they're lying and call them out. It's great.
Probably because there's a thousand different ways now you can look up how to beat them. And I don't know... although I think false positives are more of a worry than false negatives. Like, you can beat one if you are lying versus it says that you're lying when you're actually not. Anyway, I don't hold them in high regard for law enforcement anymore.
I think we made a lot of advances that you're not appreciating.
Which is why you wanted the show.
Yes.
So for some weird reason, Shannon Price, the ex-wife of Gary Coleman, agreed to be on the show.
Got nothing to hide.
Because during the documentary Gary that was on Peacock, we all saw it, they are asking people that were close to Gary Coleman about the odd circumstances of his death. And
if there's ever a docuseries about my life, make sure that it's on one of the big two streamers. Make sure it's on Netflix or Hulu, not Peacock.
I'm going to make it an Instagram story ESPN Deportes.
And just one slide. Not even a multi-slide. Don't put it on Peacock.
No.
Don't put me on Pluto TV. Don't put me on any of the lesser ones.
I won't even let, like, if Lando wants to put it in a ticker, I'm going to make sure they hold it for a weekend.
A weekend ticker?
Yeah. This Ray guy is denying you entry into heaven.
And you kicking me back down.
The last thing you have to hear.
Punts me to hell.
So there are, you know, people that were close to Gary Coleman, like his business manager, a separate person that was a longtime friend that said, yeah, there were circumstances around the way that he died, and we have way too many questions with no answers. And you had some people flat out saying she murdered Gary. She pushed him down the stairs. So why she would agree to do this? I mean, unless, you know, you truly didn't do it.
It's like OJ. If I had done it, I understand how this looks, and maybe I've got some unique perspective here that people need to hear and see, and I can go out there and clear my name. You can have the lie detector prove that I'm innocent.
Man, he'd right. be perfect for the show.
Not now, but would have been. Now he'd probably definitely fail it. You're giving me nothing, OJ. I need a little more out of you. But Shannon Price, the ex-wife of Gary Coleman, accused of perhaps pushing him down the stairs leading to his death, is on the show. She's on Lie Detector Truth or Deception, and they've released a clip, and they've already talked to the former FBI agent, George Olivo, who was conducting her test, and he said, "You failed the exam regarding Gary's fall."
Failed it how?
He said, "There's two things I know for sure, Shannon. One, you were not completely honest with me yesterday during the polygraph section. And two, the other thing I know that is 100% for certain is that there is more to the story that hasn't been told. The body never lies. The body always tells the truth. Your body on that lie detector test spoke loud and clear. There's something that caused you to fail the test." Mm-hmm. So now that obviously brings up a whole thing about, well, how much can we actually trust a lie detector test?
Plus, bodies do lie. They lie still.
You're in charge of the boo drop.
It's a great joke. It's also a callback to Batman.
A great joke.
It's not a great joke. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you can't call your own foul. No, you don't get a point either. You definitely don't get a point. Take two away. But yeah, it calls into question how much you can trust one of these. At this point, I kind of view them just as a fun thing that...
Well, here's the thing. They actually are trying to make them better if you just Google it. New lie detection technologies, generic, are emerging, leveraging AI,
okay,
artificial intelligence,
yeah,
machine learning, and biometric sensors to detect deception more effectively than traditional methods like polygraphs. So they use AI and machine learning algorithms, ocular motor analysis. That sounds pretty serious.
Like see how much your eyes dart around the room?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Ocular pat down.
If you need to, yeah. If you sense someone's carrying a
knife or something. Anthony Davis would fail these.
His eyes just hanging
out.
Yeah,
that retina all detached.
Biometric sensors, fMRI scans.
Functional, what's wrong with MRI scans? Yeah.
Functional magnetic resonance imaging.
Forking in a little medical medical HSO.
So they're working on stuff here. And I don't know why they're testing it on cases like this and not...
Well, you want him to do it on a murder trial, like an actual murder trial, where the results may be a little spotty? You got to try it out on stuff like this.
Well, then now it makes you sound like you're trivializing the life of Gary Coleman.
Well, you're...
Hey, we'll just try it on this case that no one cares about. This matters, too. You want it to work here.
I've always said hashtag justice for Arnie. But I don't know that you can retroactively go back and charge Shannon. At this point, you just need answers.
Unless we develop precog like Minority Report.
Yeah. It's a good point.
It's not a good point.
I had not thought about, the fact that you could somehow integrate AI into the new versions of lie detector tests and perhaps get better results.
I think it's important. I think we should be using this technology more often.
Because I always did kind of question... Like the old school one where it just looked like a seismograph machine.
Yeah.
And like the more it would start spiking, you're clearly lying.
You start breathing a little bit heavier and it just, just starts pinning.
And it's funny because whether it be from movies or, you know, random Twitter videos or TikTok videos, like I'll see stuff that pops up on ways to beat a lie detector test if you have to, whether it's put a tack in your shoe, and step on that when you're answering something because that'll just throw off the biometric data. or one that I've always wanted to try is, in your mind, when you have to lie right before you answer, you say something in your mind that is actually true, and then you answer.
But if or you was, convince yourself the lie is true.
Right.
Yeah, but if it was that easy, then...
Well, maybe they don't know these tricks, these criminals.
They've never considered this.
Mm-mm.
They all are two steps ahead.
Maybe they haven't seen the TikToks I've seen.
Maybe. I guess that's possible. They probably haven't seen the TikToks you've seen. I just think of the Meet the Parents scene.
Yeah, for sure.
And how perfect that was. And how if we all just had mobile lie detector... I just want the lie detector test technology more usable, more accessible.
Yeah, because that's something that I've wanted to do as like an e-break fantasy league payoff, is the loser has to take a lie detector test on air.
We just can write whatever questions we want? Within
to,
reason.
Within reason, right. Yeah. Nothing that's going to get you in too much of a hot water. But, yeah, something that would just be fun. And, you know, the problem is, yeah, do we even trust the results? In that case, you don't really care. It's just about watching the person squirm. But
maybe we need to ask everybody up here where they were on the day that Gary Coleman fell to his death.
We know I didn't do it.
Or is it just the perfect crime?
I figured out a way to get up there.
Yeah, you've been playing the long game this whole time.
It wasn't me. I thought he was Emmanuel Lewis.
All right, I'm willing to rule Jay out.
No, but how do we know he doesn't have a problem with Emmanuel Lewis and thought he was taking out Emmanuel Lewis?
Didn't he dead too?
Did you kill him?
If you got your way. If things worked out in Jay King's favor. So I don't know. We'll have to watch, I guess, the full first episode of Lie Detector, Truth or Deception.
Breaking news, Emmanuel Lewis is alive. So I guess
it was not me. It wasn't me then.
I guess you're free to go,
yeah,
Jay King.
Because I would have gone after him if I got the wrong guy.
Unfinished business. Well, all right. There's some lie detector talk for you.